Great day, everybody. Welcome back. Again, my name is Omar Mohammed, helping you improve and progress in business and in life. I'm a resource at Morgan State University through the Entrepreneurial Development and Assistance Center, as you see there. Take note, if you have any questions, you can email me. Here's my website as well. Just a reminder, this is RIDE University, where I'm bringing resources to help you start, operate, and grow your business. Powered by Morgan State EDAC and funded by the Minority Business Development Agency. So last week, we spoke about mindset. And before we do that, let me go back to this slide. So again, we're going to go through what I call getting you ready for business. So we're going to go through five components, and each component will have two segments to them. So this week, we're talking about mindset. Last week, we talked about mindset, motivation, and getting some items or resources to help you out with your motivation. And this week, we're going to focus on actually putting together a plan. Here we go. Your plan will determine how far you and your business will go. So guess what? If you don't have a plan, it's going to be hard to keep up on what you're going to do in business. So we're going to actually go through what a plan is. So traditionally, a business plan looks like this. I mean, you have a mission, you have some goals, some vision. You identify who's going to buy your product and why they buy your product. Then, you know, the new thing that I hear people saying is, I need to get my LLC. Well, there are more legal structures than an LLC. You can be a sole proprietor, a partnership, a C corp, an S corp, the limited liability company. So you really need to investigate which one will be better for you. So this is what the traditional business plan looks like. And oftentimes people put together this business plan for funding. And I always say that the business plan is for you and your team. It's really giving you that plan, that roadmap, if you will, to help you along in business. So here are some websites. You know, I'm not going to go all the way through with the business plan, but here are some websites. If you're interested in creating a business plan, here are some good websites that you can go to that really help you along the way. So the SBA.gov, score.org, businessinabox.com has not only some business plan templates, it also has some resources that really help you out through every stage of your business, if you will. And then bplans.com. So again, these are some websites that you can go to really put together your business plan. So I always like to think about the business plan like this, you know, the mindset, getting your mind right before you go into business and throughout the process of entrepreneurship as well. Make is about, you know, identifying a problem in the marketplace and solving it, right? That's what make is about. It's about the product and the services. Marketing is about who are you going to identify with? So there's two parts, market and marketing. So market is about who's buying your services and products. Why are they buying it? What do they look like? Where do they shop? Marketing is about you finding them and them finding you. So are they going to your website, your social media? If you do email marketing, are you going out to the community, maybe doing a vendor, having a vendor table, doing a pop-up, you know, advertising, flyers, handing out flyers and business cards. That's what marketing is about. Manage and operation is about you. You know, what do you and your business partner, if you have one, bring to the table? What task are you going to work on and what task will other people work on? So if it's you as a solo entrepreneur, will you have an opportunity to bring on individuals? When I say opportunity, you have money to bring on individuals to perform the task that you don't have the skill set in. So for example, if I'm a shoemaker, or if I'm going into the shoemaking business, but I have no clue on how to make shoes, but I'm owned a business and I'm gonna hire some shoemakers. Make sense? And operations is really about what systems do you put in place that make your business move forward. So kind of list what tasks you have and who's going to be responsible for those tasks. So operations could be, you know, my LLC, you know, every January, if you went to state of Maryland, every January, I would have to file a personal property, personal property report. So I need to keep track of that. Sticking with the shoemaker prospect example, I need insurance. So I need to make sure that my insurance is not going to lapse. So I didn't have systems in place for that. Making sure that I'm collecting my money and paying my bills. So those systems need to be in place. And the last one is money. How are you going to make money? What is your pricing structure? Do you charge by the hour? Do you charge by an event or a task? What do you charge? And then how do you mark that up? So looking at what other companies are doing and doing a comparison to see exactly how they are moving their products, or I should say moving their products, but how are they setting their pricing structure up? So this is kind of my business plan. I call it really the customer plan, keeping them, meaning the customers, in it, because we all got to eat. All right. So before you do the business plan, I would work on this for yourself and for the business. It's called a SWOT analysis. As you can see, the S stands for strengths, the W stands for weaknesses, the O stands for opportunities, and the T stands for threats. So normally I would say you may only want to do one or two. However, in business, you really want to get an idea on where you stand. So I would do as many as you can. Maybe do 10, no more than 10 for each one of these. So strengths and weaknesses, that's more of you internally. The opportunities and threats are external to you. So those things that are going to impact your business. So look at that from that perspective. So that's a SWOT analysis. And then as you begin to set your goals for your business, make sure that they're SMART. And you can see what the SMART goal stands for. S, more specific. M, measurable. How are you going to track and measure the success of your business or your goals? A is for attainable. Now, they have relevant, the slide that I pulled here, they have relevant. I always like to say resources. What resources do you need to help you out with this particular goal? And then what's a specific date you're going to end or evaluate your particular goal? So a specific goal is I want to be able to do 8 or 10 podcasts. So I'm going to measure that by the number of podcasts. So 10. The attainable is I like to change that to action. So I really need to determine when I'm going to do the podcast, what my topics are, do I need a guest, or will I do them solo? And then the relevant resource, I should say, is what resources do I need? I need a mic, I need a laptop, I need a studio. And then the time will be, I'll do this every month on the first day, first Tuesday of each month. So you want to make your goals more SMART, and we call those SMART goals. So don't forget the Breakthrough Podcast, you know, Discovering New Pathways, Leon Robinson, the fourth, and I. We host this podcast together, and we come out on the fourth Monday of each month. Sometimes it's the fifth Monday because it's the last Monday in the month. That's what I should have said. But nonetheless, I hope the information that I provided on mindset and on a business plan to is useful for you so that you can begin your journey of entrepreneurship. And again, Ride Small Biz is our Instagram and edacmorgan.com. is the website. Until next time, continue to improve and progress. Peace.
This is Mixed Map Production.